We are sitting here with Hector from Spider from California.
Hello, hello.
In the backstage of Punk Rock Holiday, and it's nice to meet you. Good to be.
It's great
to have you here.
It's great to be here. I'm very happy we finally can do this. It's been about 2 years since we've been trying to meet up, and I'm very happy. Let's rock and roll.
Yes. And did you enjoy the show today?
The show was amazing.
And was it better than on the main stage?
On the main stage. You know, that's such a difficult question. The main stage is amazing because it's the main stage. The crowd today was really energetic. And it was great. We made a lot of new fans. I had at least 10 people come up to me from other around the world, people from Germany and France and Slovenia and Italy. And they enjoyed the show, so that was good to get like feedback. And I think we did good, and now they want to check us out more, and maybe go to a show in their country. We'll be touring there soon.
There should have been more people.
Yeah. Yes. You think so?
Yes. I think so. There should be more. Yeah. Because you're a great band.
Thank you.
Here's a lot of skate punk stuff like this, and you are out of this. It's more.
It's a different variety of punk.
Yeah. It's another vibe. It's also skate punk, but it is more like kind of more angry.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you guys actually listen to the band.
Yeah. Sure, we do.
Yeah. No, you're right. A lot of a lot of the other bands they do their thing, and it's a little more melodic and like traditional skate punk. But our musical DNA is more of the early hardcore LA scene. That's where we grew up. And I think that's just kind of part of the way we write songs and the way we perform. It's just the way we do it. You know what I mean? They're all good versions of punk rock, but this is our version.
I like it too.
I felt remembered to bands like GBH.
GBH.
Those are
good friends. We know those guys. They're great. We actually got to tour with them when they came to LA about 2018. About 6 years ago, we did a little short tour with them, and we were supposed to do some more shows right before COVID hit. We're gonna do like a Texas run, and that got canceled.
And have you ever been to Germany?
Yeah. We played in Germany in 2018.
Oh, it's long, far away. It's long, time ago.
We played. Yeah, I know. It's a while ago. We played in Hamburg with Descendants, and then we did a club show at Monkeys with Iron Reagan. So we did a couple of shows in Germany. Germany's fucking great.
You should come back.
We actually wrote a song called Reeperbahn from our time in Germany. So it's on our 7-inch. Okay. And it's on digital too.
Cool.
It's called Reeperbahn.
Okay. So now we start with this part of the
radio. So just to pick a random one.
Yes, you can take it from the front.
I'm gonna go off the top. Ramones.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Beautiful.
Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them, yes. I seen them in LA when I was growing up, and one of the best shows. I've seen them many times. They always tour. Those guys are road dogs. They were road dogs, and I saw them at the Hollywood Palladium. And I have an interesting story about the Ramones at the Hollywood Palladium. It was mid '80s, right? It's a long time ago. When I was a kid, punk rock kid. And I had an extra ticket, and I was trying to sell the ticket. And I was just offering, hey, anybody want to buy a ticket? Anybody want to buy a ticket? And then I was with my friend Alfredo, who used to be the drummer, Spider. And these guys came up to us, and they grab me by the collar.
Whoa.
And they go, hey, motherfucker, you're going to give me that ticket. We're going to take it from you. I had it in my pocket. They didn't see it. And I said, what are you talking about? So they're trying to steal the ticket from me. They're like gang members.
Yeah.
Punk rock gangs were big in the
80s. They tried to rob it.
They tried to rob me. Yeah. Like strong arming. I was a little kid. So these guys were big.
What happened?
And so I'm like, fuck. I don't want to give them the ticket and I don't want to get beat up. So I'm going to stall for some time. I said, oh, you know what? My friend in the parking lot has the ticket. I'm just trying to sell it. So let's go find him and we'll give it to you. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to buy time. And so we're walking. And then I see one of my friends, Neil. And he was this is the gang is LA Death Squad. I don't know if you ever heard of that gang.
How is it called?
LA Death Squad, the lads. Okay. Right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So anyway, so I saw my friend Neil that I had known from, we were in the Guardian Angels. Do you know what that is? The Guardian Angels?
No.
It's like a little
it's a
community.
Like a security team. It's like a private team.
And it was big in New York City.
That's where
they originated. So yeah. me and my friend Al, we were at the Guardian Angels in Orange County. In California, yeah.
You were part of
Guardian Angels. In LA, yeah.
And
it was like 6 months prior to that, or a year. And Neil was the chapter, the head guy that was teaching us self-defense.
Oh, cool.
And all these, you know, things to help protect the community, right? So get back to it. We're walking down the parking lot, and I see Neil, and he sees us. And he remembers us from the Guardian Angels because he trained us.
Cool.
And and then at that time, he looks at the guys around us, the tough guys that are trying to fuck us up. And he's like looking at us like, what the fuck's going on? He's like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're going to take his fucking Ramones ticket because we want to go in the show. And he's like, and I'm like, hey, Neil, can you help us? And he's like, he sizes up the situation. He's like, you guys, fucking guys, leave these guys alone. Leave them alone. I know them. They're my friends. Get away. Go. And they all listened to him because he was the leader of the punk rock gang. He was part of the Guardian Angels, and he was just part of a lot of things. And I just so happened to see him, and he just so happened to be the boss of these thugs. But I had known him through a different relationship. And he told him to scram, get out of here. They ran away like children.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Neil, I love you. Thank you, brother.
But that was a really clever move from you.
I was just trying to buy time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get the ticket
away. Yeah, that was a good technique.
It wasn't smart, really. I probably should just give it to him.
It was very smart. A good technique.
Yeah, because they
to leave that situation.
Yeah, because they told me, well, as we're walking, they said, if you're lying to me, we're going to get your face. We're going to put it on the bumper of a car. We're going to stomp you in the back and, like, crack your skull.
Fuck.
I'm like, fuck, God damn it. What am I doing? And then we saw Neil. So it was a fortunate situation that worked out.
It was a big win for you.
That was a big win for me.
Yeah.
And that was one of my many times I saw the Ramones. And that was at the Hollywood Palladium, mid-'80s.
Interesting story.
Yeah, it was a great night. After that, it was a great night.
And what
those
was
guys
the,
went away. That didn't.
What was the name of the gang?
The lads, the LA Death Squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there also a gang which is called LA City Jinx?
I don't know that one.
You know?
Do you know that band
Pistol Grip?
Yeah. Pistol Grip. Yeah.
I guess they are also from LA, aren't they?
Yeah. We played with them about a long time ago, maybe about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
In LA.
And I guess they have got a song which is called LA City Jinx.
Okay.
Jinx. I don't know the word.
And it's about a gang?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
It came in my mind.
They reunited recently. I saw them at Punk Rock Bowling.
Cool band.
And they were fucking great.
Yeah, great.
Did you enjoy the show?
I love the show. The Ramones, when they play, I'm sure you've probably seen them, they're just nonstop. One of the Ramones, and they go into the next song. And they just, I don't know how they do it, because they just, and it's all downstrokes.
Yeah.
And they're just like a machine that was incredible, and they never stop.
Yeah.
They never like stop for air. They just kept going. Amazing.
Yeah.
One of the most unique bands. No one else is like them.
Yeah.
They're just.
I never saw them. They were
fucking amazing. You know, you see the videos on YouTube. One of them, and they just go right next song. No talking, no fucking chit chat, no bullshit.
Just go on.
Yeah, just rock and roll.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to get another card?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go in the middle.
Yes.
X. We're going to go with X.
Oh, X. Is it Extreme? No, it is Xbox.
Xbox.
Okay.
Yes, it's some years ago.
And then I have no relationship with Xbox. I don't own one.
Have been a gamer?
I don't own one. I'm not really a gamer. Like recently, when I was a young kid, I played pinball, you know?
Yeah.
I loved pinball and the early video games. But currently, Xbox, I don't have any stories to talk about Xbox.
you played Pac-Man.
I played Pac-Man.
Or
Asteroids, right?
What's the best pinball?
Oh,
which one?
Oh, man.
Which one was your favorite?
God, there's Pinbot. It's because it has the multi-ball thing that you get,
and
it gets like there's like 8 balls going on at the same time, and, and it's just like, you know,
it blows up the mind.
It just blows your mind. You're just having fun.
My favorite was the Indiana Jones.
Okay, yeah, that was cool. I remember that one. Yeah, that one's cool too.
Just put a lot of money in it.
Yeah, no, I
but I've never become a good player.
No, I got, you know, I got pretty good. But
today, Indiana Jones is a rich man.
Yes.
Yeah, because of me.
Yeah, for sure.
He thanks you at night in his mansion.
Yeah. Feel free to take another card.
Okay, let's go. Let's go W.
Okay, what's this?
Water. I hear that the water in Slovenia out of the tap is better than any other water in the world. And you don't even need to drink a bottled water because straight out the tap is the best here. It's just so pure and clean, and it does taste fucking great.
Yeah, yeah, I drink it as well.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know that.
But I was wondering, sorry for my words. Here are signs at the bathroom that it's not good to drink it directly from the pipe.
Oh, shit. Yes,
but I was wondering, but I also...
That's interesting because the we're staying at a hostel here in town.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is the best fucking water.
But I think it's because of the building.
Yeah, maybe it's old pipes.
Old pipes. Yeah.
And this is a refurbished place that we're staying at.
So we stay also in the village in an apartment, and I drink it also directly from the pipe.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's like, I should bottle this and sell it to someone in America.
Yeah. Is it true that in the USA, always in the water from the pipe is, how is it called, chlor? Is it chlor? Chlorid?
No.
Chlorid?
Is that like chemicals in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
so crazy.
It tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a weird foggy color. It's not clear.
Fuck.
It's fucked up. Yeah. Okay. I would recommend drinking it. But it seems like when I was a kid, I used to play outside and drink it right out of the hose. And that was great. Nothing ever happened, you know. But these days, I either filter it myself or get a bottle of water somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, one more and then part two.
Let's go. Emotion. All right. What about emotion?
what is your emotion?
My emotion, current emotion is I am very content. I'm very happy. I'm positive. I'm very optimistic. Because I am in Slovenia, which is one of the most beautiful countries I've been to. And I've been here 2 years ago, and it's great to be back. So I'm grateful that, you know, we got invited back to play. So that's cool. And, when you're on tour, we've been on tour for a couple of weeks. So some of the shows, you know, it's hit and miss. Some are good, some are great, some are fucking bad. And, you know, we had a couple of not great shows, kind of bad, but, you know, it's kind of a roller coaster ride at the emotions because, you know, we're the same band and we're going to perform the same at any venue as the big festival, beautiful festival like this, or at a small show where there's maybe 20 people. You know what I mean? But so it's been a roller coaster, but for the most part, it's been good. And today and yesterday were the best days on the tour. And then tomorrow, I feel like we're going to continue the good vibes. Because we're playing with Flogging Molly in Udine, Italy tomorrow at a festival again.
Okay.
And that's going to be a great show because they're an amazing band and they have a lot of draw. So so we're fortunate to get on that one. So we're good. Yeah. Emotions are good right now.
Have fun.
But on stage, the emotion is more anger.
Yeah. You know, I guess so. It's interesting because, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I'm not like a raging, angry guy at all.
No, no.
Right?
Seems so.
Yeah, you can tell right now, right, how we're talking. I'm kind of like this all the time. But, you know, I think just the visceralness of the music, you know, the loud guitars and the driving drums and the bass, all that kind of takes you to a different place. And you can tap into those emotions that may have origination and frustration or anger, and it's a good way, you know, it's a cathartic release, you know. I'm not the first person to say that, but it's true. And so I guess it comes off a little angry. I try, you know, with our lyrics, even though there's some anger and venting going on, I really try to make the lyrics have some theme of resilience and overcoming situations. So it's not, you're not bogged down in like a dark place. You can rise above it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the vibe is. And it comes out angry, I guess, in tone, just because of the urgency of the feelings. But I think overall, lyrically, you know, it's a reflection on the human condition and resilience. Yeah. If I was going to kind of summarize it.
Okay.
Last year we had traffic to get here. And he learned. He teach me resilience.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
But I lost it this year. I lost it. Yeah.
That shit happens, man. No, I know. I hear you, man.
So if you have some more minutes, we have some cards.
Okay.
Well, the cards are there. There are beginnings of sentences.
Okay.
And we would like you to read the sentence, the beginning,
okay,
and complete it.
Okay.
So that's how it can.
This is a fun interview. This is cool.
Sure.
It's very very unique and not very.
Yeah, we are lazy guys, so we don't.
Yeah,
have
no,
to...
you're genius lazy guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you're making it fun too.
And
for
you
me.
Were a genius guy when you was a kid in the lane to the Ramones show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
With your technique.
maybe that'll help somebody else out there.
And you can do as much as you want.
Yeah.
And okay, you can skip if there's something you don't know.
All right, let's go off the top
free.
Here.
Feel free.
I will never. Wow. Let's see. I will never stop asking questions.
Good idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just turn them wrong.
Ooh. The Clash.
The Clash.
The Clash is one of my most favorite bands, and I can prove it to you because I have a London Calling tattoo on my arm.
Yeah.
So the Clash are one of my favorite bands.
Cool.
The first punk rock song I listened to was, you know, it goes back to Ramones.
Yep.
It was probably Beat on the Brat by the Ramones, and it was a long time ago, probably late 70s. There's a radio show called the Dr. Demento Show in LA on Sunday nights, and I was a kid and I used to listen to the radio, and that was kind of like my space where I discovered things on my own, and he played a lot of like novelty records and joke records, and that's where Weird Al got his start. That's where I first heard of Weird Al, like in the late, before he was like popular.
Weird Al Yankovic.
And he used to play Weird Al music and all sorts of stuff from like the 30s and the 40s, like vaudeville type classic music, and he would play some punk every once in a while. So, because you don't know where to put punk rock, it's like, oh, that's kind of a weird novelty music, you know, in that age. It wasn't really like marketed as a thing yet, really. So people somehow didn't know where to put it. But I listened to this show because I was a kid. I'd like to listen to funny. And they had like comedians on there and did skits. And Weird Al before he was famous and all sorts of stuff from like the 30s. So the Ramones came on and it was just like this driving, you know, train just kind of chugging along. And then you have these lyrics and... You know, this guy with a kind of like a phony English accent and this catchy kind of rocking, old rocking 50s kind of music, but it wasn't. It was more modern and this chainsaw guitar. And I was like, well, what the hell?
Yeah, the Don't Strokes and also the beat.
Yeah, the
beat. I don't know how it's called in English, but super it's fast.
Super catchy and driving. And it was Beat on the Brat. The lyrics were kind of weird and funny, you know? And so that was the first punk rock song I heard, Beat on the Brat.
Cool. Ramones. And you were in love.
What?
And did you go in love with it?
Did I love it? I loved it. I was like, what is this? What is this weird music? I need to look into it a little bit more. Then I started buying magazines and fanzines. When I am down, oh, this is a good one. When I am down, I make a conscious effort to move forward as soon as possible. It's okay to be down. We're all human, and yeah, that's sure. part of our the way we're wired, right? We have good days, bad days, down days, sad days, happy days. But I was reading a book. I don't remember what it was, or an article. And one of the takeaways was, you know, it's okay to be down. We all get down, but the key to you know, being, you know, having your own agency and free will, and to master your world and be in charge, is to shorten the time that you're down. Like that, it could be like, you know, an hour or 30 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever. If you get to squeeze it down to the shortest amount of time, and then get over it, and yeah. then go on with your day, go on with your other responsibilities. So just kind of shorten the time that you're down.
Yeah, take the time you need to refill your battery, and then go on.
It's okay to be down. We all get down, but don't stay there.
Yeah.
Move on as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Mentally thinking like, okay, this sucks. I fucking hate this shit or whatever. Life sucks. Okay, Hector, now move on. Try to make this time as short as possible, because, you know, yesterday you were feeling great, and the last night you were feeling great or whatever. So it's possible to be, get over it. You know?
Yeah.
It's not your stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
The best way to fight right wing, I think, is to educate yourself, is to be a clear, critical thinker, and I think engage verbally. I think we're all, you know, there's we're all rational creatures, right? And then some folks go in the wrong direction. Let's just put it like that. But I think being a critical thinker, being able to be persuasive with your words and your thoughts, and to lay out your reasoning in a clear, concise manner, not complicated, finding common themes of humanity. And I know I'm not going to agree with everybody, especially people that are right wing, not really my folks, but in the past, I would be a person that would just like shun them, like, you know, I don't even fucking deal with it, or maybe get angry, maybe not violent, but be ready for violent, you know. But now I think I'm a little more older, so I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're all fucking people, so the best thing I could do is be a clear thinker. I can articulate an idea, I think, persuasively, and maybe discuss the topic a little bit more, engage with that person where I wouldn't have given them the time before, up to a certain point. And then maybe, who knows, maybe that'll make a little difference. Plant a seed where that person can continue to evolve and maybe see things differently. So I think just being a critical thinker and being a good speaker. Being drunken is, it's fun, it's dangerous, it gets old, and I think being drunk is, it's fun, but you just got to be smart about it, you know, and be safe. And be with people that are your friends, and they're going to take care of you. But, you know, like, so everything, it could be good.
You have to be also smart, but you can drink a lot, but you have to stay smart.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
have your own techniques, and people who have an eye on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good people who have an eye on you.
Be with good people, your friends, and kind of watch out for each other.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I've been drunk before. Not as much in the back when I was younger, but I still like to have a couple jigs here and there.
Yeah.
Let's do two more.
Two more. Yeah, cool.
I'm having fun though, you know. My current self advises my 10 years later self. As you grow and you get older, you realize 10 years really isn't a long time. So 10 years is going to be like, you know, here very soon for me. Because I look back 10 years ago, it's like, oh, fuck, I thought that was yesterday. You know what I mean? Like the last time we were here is 2 years ago. And in our first tour, when the band got back together in earnest, it was 8 years ago. Right? And that seems like yesterday to me. And we had taken a 15-year hiatus prior to that, right? Where we didn't do anything. And that seemed like fucking nothing. No time passed. So in 10 years, I know it's going to come quick.
Yeah.
And I would just say current self advises my 10-year self, like, you know, I think just to appreciate every day and every minute as much as possible, because we don't know how long Freud need to be here in fucking 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just enjoy the day and enjoy the moment.
Cool.
Last one.
I believe in the first thing I think about is the Buzzcocks. I believe in and actually I just saw Steve from Buzzcocks. He was at we were at Rebellion a couple of days ago, and he was in the reception area at the hotel we're staying at. So I saw him. He's a fucking legend. I didn't go bug him because he was just by himself and there's nobody else here.
Okay. Maybe, but I thought you'd say, I believe in miracles from the Ramones because we talked about them before.
Yeah, I believe in, I guess. So that reminds me of the Buzzcocks song, which is a great song. And I believe in, that could be a lot of things. So I'm trying to narrow it down, maybe to one important one or so. So I believe in life and nurturing young people, and I believe in having good relationships with the ones you love, and I believe in, it's important to tell very as much as possible. And I believe, I believe that we all should be responsible for the next generation and helping them as much as possible and making this world, don't leave a big mess for them.
And I
believe in being responsible.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I don't have any children of my own. No, but I have a girlfriend and we've been together for about 10 years, but she has kids. So, you know, they're kind of like stepkids, and they're all adults and grown, but so, you know, we're a good extended family. But I believe in being responsible at the end of the day.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun, and you guys keep rocking, man.
Hallo, hier ist Gregor vom Plauschangriff mit einem hörenswerten Hinweis für euch. Ghost of Yotei erscheint am 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Im Action-Adventure begleitet ihr Atsu auf eine spektakuläre emotionale Reise durch eine neue, offene Welt am nördlichen Rand Japans im 17. Jahrhundert, rund um den majestätischen Berg Yotei in Ezo, dem heutigen Hokkaido. Fans von Ghost of Tsushima kommen voll auf ihre Kosten bzw. bekommen sogar noch mehr. Ihr könnt die Open World komplett nach eurem Vorlieben erkunden. Von verschneiten Berghängen über Grasland bis hin zu Feldern voller Wildblumen. Und das Beste, auch das Kampfsystem wurde noch einmal weiterentwickelt. Ihr kämpft flüssig, könnt Waffen wie Doppelkatana, Sodachi, Kusarigama, Yari oder Schusswaffen im Kampf wechseln und trainiert mit verschiedenen Sensei, um sie zu meistern. Um das Spiel in Gänze genießen zu können, braucht ihr aber keinerlei Vorwissen. Ghost of Yotei ist keine Fortsetzung von Ghost of Tsushima, sondern ein eigenständiges Abenteuer mit eigener Geschichte, Charakteren und einer völlig neuen Welt. Von Grund auf für die PS5 entwickelt, nutzt das Spiel alle Features. Haptisches Feedback, adaptive Trigger, 3D-Audio, ultraschnelles Laden dank SSD und atemberaubende Grafik. Optimiert sogar noch für die PS5 Pro. Also, Ghost of Yotei ab dem 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Alle Infos in den Shownotes.